Now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. At the end of this month, we're going to have a session from Wednesday evening through Sunday evening of Memorial Day weekend. In other words, the Sunday ending the Sunday before the Monday of Memorial Day. So, and session, of course, is an opportunity to be attentive, in a way you could say continuous practice throughout the time of session. But of course, the truth of the matter is our whole life is continuous practice, continuous being this moment, transformation, incarnation, reality, this moment of our life. And yet in session, we have a form that reminds us and supports us. But the truth is, from right now, each one of us is in session. Whether we do the formal session at the end of May or do not, we're in session called our life. The session of being this moment or noticing where and how we're caught in self-centeredness, in self-centered dreams. We're holding on to justifications, despite the fact that truly we have no time for greed. We have no time to indulge in anger. We have no time to entangle and stay entangled in delusions. So, I can say no time for holding to self-centered thoughts, and yet we hold. So, it's no time for staying holding to self-centered thoughts. Why? Because of the harm it does to us and others. Because of the way it blinds us and keeps us from living the life that we are, for manifesting the life that we are. We have no time for hate. So when we notice hate arising, we can say, look, no time for this hate. No time for this anger. Whether it's anger towards people who are near to us, towards events that are happening, anger about long ago events, delusions about, projections about, and of course, unfortunately, most of our social and cultural activities are based on encouraging delusions and anger. Certainly the media, certainly the various forms of the media are always about, I'm right, they're wrong. They're right, the others are wrong. I need more of this. I need less of that. We have no time, and yet greed arises. And yet we have no time to indulge it. We can't do anything about it arising because that's the nature of this transformation moment that is our life. This manifestation of the cause and effect universe, if I say it in that way, that is our life. And yet, it's important to remind ourselves, no time or hate, no time to build the therefores about such and such, the thereins about this and that, the therebys, I'm going to do such and such because such and such. We miss being who we are. As Buddha says, when hearing, hear, when seeing, see, when cognizing, cognize. But when we build on it, when we build self-centeredness reactions based on it, then we create dreams and delusions that result in harming and suffering to us and others. And in a way, Sesshin is a time, or Sesshin practice, or ongoing practice, whether it's Sesshin or not, is a time to notice when those habits arise, when those reactive holding arises, even though it seems natural to be caught in self-centeredness, caught in self-centered dream. Even though the events of the universe seem to call for that, and yet we use, if I say it in such a way, life as it is so-called internally, life as it is so-called externally, life as it is in terms of others appearing in our life, doing, saying, acting in various ways. And we have the choice of buying into the delusions about what they should and shouldn't, and how they could and couldn't, and how come and why. Buying into and building anger about it, or frustration and sadness about it, or greed, or worse, of course, hate. Not in our control whether greed arises, not in our control whether hate arises, but as in Sesshin, if we can notice it, then we can release it. We can be this moment. Be right here. Be this experiencing life and be nurtured by them. That's what Sesshin is also. And that's what our life is, to be nurtured by the myriad forms of the universe manifesting, the myriad bodhisattvas that manifest in any event, in any moment, in any place. None can be other than the myriad bodhisattvas manifesting as the real form of our life, or as the real form of the universe, which is our opportunity to be this and to see this. So in Sesshin, especially, but throughout our time from now until Sesshin, whether you're doing Sesshin or not, is our opportunity to be this practice, our opportunity when it's appropriate to remind ourselves what we have time for and what we don't have time for. What delusions we don't have time to indulge in right now because of the consequences of that. What anger we don't have time to indulge in, even though it comes up, but once we notice it, and the anger and greed and hatred and all the other forms of self-centeredness which aren't skillful, we don't have time to indulge in. Thank you for arriving, we can say to them. Thanks for everything. And yet I cannot hold the complaints of them. So I hope we all have a good Sesshin from now until Sesshin, whether we are doing the session or not. And we continue to manifest the bodhisattva life that we all are. Thank you.